What if I told you that living a mediocre life is worse than facing death? Ready to break free from the chains of conformity and live a life of true fulfillment? Let's dive into controversial Stoic lessons that will challenge everything you think you know about living boldly and authentically. Now, before you think this is just another self-help video, let me warn you, these lessons are not for the faint of heart. We're about to challenge some deeply ingrained beliefs and flip conventional wisdom on its head. I used to play it safe, living within the lines society drew for me. I had a stable job, a comfortable routine, and a clear path laid out. But deep down, I felt a gnawing emptiness. Then I stumbled upon Stoicism and its brutally honest approach to life. It wasn't easy, and it wasn't always pleasant, but it was transformative. Let me take you back to a moment that changed everything for me. I was stuck in a job that drained my soul. Day in and day out, I felt like a cog in a machine. One night, feeling particularly restless, I picked up a book on Stoicism. The first quote that hit me was from Marcus Aurelius: "Death smiles at us all, but all a man can do is smile back." That hit me hard. I realized I was living a life of mediocrity, avoiding risks, and playing it safe. So, I decided to take a leap. I quit my job and started my own business, something I was truly passionate about. It was risky, and I faced countless challenges, but I was finally living authentically. That's the kind of radical transformation Stoicism can inspire. Today, I'm sharing controversial and charismatic Stoic lessons that have not only helped me break free, but can also guide you to a life of true fulfillment. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey that will challenge your perceptions and push you to live more boldly than ever before. If our content has been making your day a little brighter and you want to help us reach new heights, we'd be happy if you'd consider supporting the channel. Your support not only keeps us fueled, but also lets us bring you even more epic content. Join our exclusive community on Patreon. Your support is like rocket fuel, which help empower the channel. And for those who love to spread a little joy with a one-time gesture, you can buy me a coffee at using the link in description below. It's a quick and easy way to show some love and keep the good vibes flowing. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of this amazing journey. We couldn't do it without you. Let's get started. Lesson 1. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Death smiles at us all, but all a man can do is smile back. Marcus Aurelius. Imagine for a moment that you only have one day left to live. What would you do differently? How would you spend your precious remaining hours? The Stoic philosophy urges us to embrace the reality of our mortality, not as a source of fear, but as a catalyst for living a life of purpose and urgency. Living as if you were to die tomorrow is not about reckless abandon or irresponsible behavior. It's about cutting through the noise of everyday trivialities and focusing on what truly matters. It's about realizing that most of the things we stress about daily are inconsequential in the grand scheme of things. This approach can be seen as radical because it challenges the conventional wisdom of planning for the long term, delaying gratification, and playing it safe. Let me share a personal story to illustrate this point. A few years ago, I was working long hours in a corporate job, climbing the proverbial ladder. I had a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, and I thought I was doing everything right. Then, a close friend of mine, someone my age, suddenly passed away. It was a wake-up call. Here I was, meticulously planning for a future that might never come, while my present was slipping through my fingers. That event forced me to re-evaluate my priorities. I realized that I was living for some distant someday rather than embracing the here and now. I decided to make a drastic change. I quit my job, started traveling, and pursued passions I had long neglected. It wasn't easy, and it certainly wasn't without its challenges, but I felt more alive than I ever had before. Practice 1. Daily reflection. Start each day with a moment of reflection. Ask yourself, if today were my last day, how would I spend it? Use this question to guide your actions and decisions. 2. Prioritize relationships. Invest time in meaningful relationships. Don't wait for the perfect moment to tell someone you love them or to mend a broken relationship. Do it now. 3. Pursue passion projects. Dedicate time to projects and hobbies that ignite your passion. Whether it's writing a book, learning an instrument, or starting a business, don't wait for the right time. 4. Let go of grudges. Holding on to anger and resentment is a waste of your limited time. Practice forgiveness and move on from past hurts. 5. Simplify your life. Focus on what truly matters. Let go of unnecessary possessions, commitments, and stresses that don't add value to your life. 6. Be present. Fully engage in each moment. Whether you're spending time with loved ones, working on a project, or simply enjoying nature, be present and appreciate the now. A deep message. Living as if you were to die tomorrow is about more than just seizing the day. It's about recognizing the profound truth that life is fleeting and fragile. Each moment we have is a gift, and it's up to us to decide how we will use it. Will we waste our days in the pursuit of things that do not matter? Or will we live with intention, embracing each day as an opportunity to create meaning and impact? By integrating this lesson into your daily life, you can transform the mundane into the extraordinary, ensuring that when your time does come, you can look back with no regrets, knowing that you truly lived. The essence of Stoic wisdom is to live each day as if it were your last, not out of fear of death, but out of a deep respect for the life you have been given. Make every moment count. Choose to live fully, love deeply, and leave a legacy that transcends the limitations of time. For in the end, it's not the years in your life that matter, but the life in your years. Lesson 2. Value action over words. Well done is better than well said. Benjamin Franklin. We live in a world where talk is cheap. Social media is filled with empty promises, grand declarations, and virtue signaling. Yet true impact and real change are born from action, not from words. Stoicism teaches us that our actions define us, not our intentions or proclamations. In a society obsessed with appearances and perceptions, valuing action over words can be seen as a direct challenge to the status quo. It implies that all the talking, posting, and planning in the world means nothing without tangible results. This stance can be controversial because it exposes the superficiality of modern communication and demands accountability and authenticity. I remember a time when I was all talk and no action. I had big dreams and grand plans, but they never left the realm of conversation. I would tell friends and family about my aspirations, receiving nods of approval and encouragement, yet I did nothing to bring those dreams to fruition. It wasn't until I encountered the Stoic principle of valuing action over words that things began to change. There was a project I had always wanted to start, something close to my heart. For years, I talked about it, researched it, and planned it meticulously. But that was it, just talk. One day, tired of my own excuses, I decided to take the plunge. I stopped talking and started doing. The initial steps were small and uncertain, but they were actions nonetheless. Slowly but surely, those actions compounded and the project took shape. A deep message. Valuing action over words is about living with integrity and authenticity. It's about closing the gap between what you say and what you do. In a world filled with noise, the quiet power of consistent action stands out. Your actions are a reflection of your true self, your values, and your commitment to living a meaningful life. Consider the legacy you want to leave behind. Is it one of empty promises and unfulfilled potential, or one of tangible achievements and real impact? Words can inspire, but actions transform. They are the true measure of our intentions and the vehicles through which we create change. Lesson 3. Wealth is a double-edged sword. It is preoccupation with possessions, more than anything else, that prevents us from living freely and nobly. Bertrand Russell. Wealth, often perceived as the ultimate marker of success, can both empower and imprison us. While it provides comfort and opportunities, it can also become a source of anxiety, greed, and moral compromise. Stoicism teaches us to view wealth as a tool, not an end in itself, and to be wary of its potential to distract us from what truly matters. In a materialistic society that glorifies financial success, suggesting that wealth can be detrimental, challenges the very foundation of the capitalist dream. It's controversial because it questions the relentless pursuit of money, implying that such a chase can lead to spiritual and emotional poverty, even amidst material abundance. This perspective forces us to confront the uncomfortable reality that wealth does not equate to happiness or fulfillment. I once knew a man, let's call him John, who embodied the success story society idolizes. He had it all: a lucrative career, a mansion, luxury cars, and an endless stream of material possessions. From the outside, he appeared to have won the game of life. Yet, despite his immense wealth, John was deeply unhappy. He was constantly stressed about maintaining his lifestyle, worried about losing his money, and felt an insatiable need for more. His relationships suffered, his health declined, and he felt an overwhelming sense of emptiness. John's story resonated with me because I saw shades of his struggle in my own life. When I first started earning a significant income, I too became consumed by the desire to accumulate more. I bought things I didn't need to impress people I didn't care about. But the more I acquired, the less satisfied I felt. It wasn't until I embraced Stoic principles that I realized the trap I had fallen into. Wealth, when not managed wisely, can easily become a burden rather than a blessing. A deep message. Wealth is a double-edged sword. It has the power to liberate as well as to enslave. The true measure of wealth lies not in the abundance of material possessions, but in the richness of experiences, relationships, and personal growth. In a world obsessed with financial success, it's crucial to remember that the most valuable things in life cannot be bought. Ultimately, the goal is to live a life of purpose and virtue, where wealth is just one of many resources that help us achieve our true goals. Lesson 4. Purpose over pleasure. The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. Ralph Waldo Emerson. In a world driven by instant gratification and the pursuit of pleasure, Stoicism teaches us a different path. It encourages us to seek a life of purpose, where meaningful actions and contributions take precedence over fleeting moments of pleasure. This lesson challenges us to rethink what truly brings lasting fulfillment and happiness. In an age where pleasure and comfort are often marketed as the ultimate goals, advocating for purpose over pleasure can be seen as countercultural. This perspective challenges the hedonistic values of modern society, suggesting that a life focused solely on pleasure is ultimately shallow and unfulfilling. It questions the very foundation of consumerism and the relentless pursuit of personal satisfaction. I remember a time when my life was centered around the pursuit of pleasure. I would indulge in lavish vacations, expensive dinners, and constant entertainment. On the surface, it seemed like I was living the dream. However, I often felt an underlying sense of emptiness. The pleasure was temporary, and I always found myself craving more, never truly satisfied. This all changed when I discovered the importance of purpose. I started volunteering at a local shelter, dedicating my time and skills to helping others. At first, it was a small commitment, but it quickly became a significant part of my life. The sense of fulfillment and joy I felt from contributing to something greater than myself far surpassed any pleasure I had previously experienced. I realized that purpose, not pleasure, was the key to a meaningful life. Choosing purpose over pleasure is about seeking a deeper, more meaningful existence. While pleasure offers temporary satisfaction, purpose provides lasting fulfillment and a sense of direction. It's about understanding that true happiness comes from contributing to something greater than ourselves and making a positive impact on the world. In a society that often equates pleasure with happiness, embracing purpose can be a radical and transformative choice. It requires us to look beyond immediate gratification and to commit to long-term goals and values. This shift in mindset allows us to live more authentically and to find joy in the journey rather than just the destination. Lesson 5. Relationships are tools. Friendship is not something you learn in school, but if you haven't learned the meaning of friendship, you really haven't learned anything. Muhammad Ali. We often romanticize relationships, viewing them as the pinnacle of human connection and fulfillment. However, from a Stoic perspective, relationships are not just ends in themselves, but also powerful tools for personal growth, support, and mutual benefit. This viewpoint can be controversial because it challenges our sentimental notions of relationships and places a pragmatic lens on human connections. In a society that often idealizes relationships as sacred bonds of unconditional love and support, seeing them as tools might seem cold and utilitarian. This perspective implies that relationships should be evaluated based on their utility and contribution to our lives, which can be seen as reducing human connections to mere transactions. However, the Stoic view encourages us to appreciate the practical aspects of relationships, recognizing their potential to help us grow and achieve our goals. There was a time when I valued relationships purely based on emotional connections. I believed that friendships and partnerships should be maintained at all costs, even when they were draining or unproductive. This approach led me to invest time and energy into relationships that ultimately brought more harm than good. One significant turning point was my relationship with a close friend. Let's call him David. We had known each other for years and shared many good times, but over time, our friendship became toxic. David's negativity and lack of ambition began to affect my own outlook and productivity. I struggled with the idea of distancing myself from someone I had been so close to, but eventually I realized that holding on to this relationship was hindering my personal growth. By embracing the Stoic perspective, I made the difficult decision to distance myself from David. This choice allowed me to focus on building healthier, more supportive relationships that contributed positively to my life. It wasn't an easy process, but it taught me the importance of evaluating relationships based on their impact on my well-being and growth. A deep message. Viewing relationships as tools does not diminish their importance or emotional significance. Instead, it encourages us to approach our connections with a sense of purpose and intention. By evaluating relationships based on their impact on our growth and well-being, we can cultivate more meaningful and fulfilling connections. Lesson 6. Despise fame. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor. Seneca. In a world that glorifies fame and public recognition, Stoicism teaches us to despise fame and focus instead on inner virtue and personal integrity. Fame, often seen as the ultimate validation of success, can be a deceptive and hollow pursuit. This lesson challenges us to seek fulfillment from within rather than from external accolades. In today's culture, where social media influencers, celebrities, and public figures are idolized, despising fame can seem like a radical stance. Fame is often equated with success, happiness, and worth. However, Stoicism suggests that fame is fleeting and superficial, diverting us from the pursuit of true virtue and wisdom. This perspective confronts the societal obsession with external validation and challenges the belief that public recognition is a measure of personal value. Early in my career, I was captivated by the allure of fame. I believed that achieving recognition and public admiration would validate my efforts and bring me lasting happiness. I spent years chasing awards, accolades, and public acknowledgement, often prioritizing these pursuits over my personal values and well-being. One pivotal moment came when I achieved a significant milestone that I had long sought after. The initial rush of excitement and validation was undeniable, but it quickly faded, leaving me feeling emptier than before. I realized that the constant chase for fame was a never-ending cycle, where each achievement only fueled a deeper hunger for more. Reflecting on this experience, I turned to Stoic principles, which taught me to seek fulfillment from within and focus on living a life of virtue and purpose. I began to prioritize personal integrity, meaningful work, and authentic relationships over public recognition. This shift in mindset brought a profound sense of peace and contentment that fame could never provide. A deep message. Despising fame is about recognizing the transient and superficial nature of public recognition. True fulfillment and happiness come from living a life of virtue, integrity, and purpose. Fame can be an enticing distraction that pulls us away from what truly matters. By shifting our focus from external validation to inner growth, we can cultivate a deeper sense of contentment and peace. Stoicism teaches us that our worth is not determined by how many people know our name, but by the quality of our character and the impact of our actions. Lesson 7. Challenge authority. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge. Stephen Hawking. In a world that often values conformity and obedience, Stoicism encourages us to challenge authority and question the status quo. This lesson is about cultivating a mindset of critical thinking, intellectual independence, and courage. It is not about rejecting all authority, but about examining and questioning the principles and decisions of those in power. Challenging authority can be seen as rebellious and disruptive, especially in societies that prioritize order and hierarchy. It can be controversial because it calls into question the legitimacy of established systems and figures of power. This perspective implies that authority should not be blindly followed, and that true progress and understanding often come from questioning and scrutinizing those in control. Early in my career, I worked under a manager who was highly respected and wielded considerable influence in the organization. While many colleagues accepted his decisions without question, I often found myself at odds with his approach. His leadership style stifled creativity and innovation, favoring rigid adherence to outdated methods. I struggled with the idea of challenging him, fearing repercussions and isolation. However, I realized that my silence was contributing to a stagnant and uninspired work environment. Drawing inspiration from Stoic principles, I decided to voice my concerns respectfully but firmly. I presented evidence and alternative solutions, aiming to foster a more open and innovative atmosphere. Although it was a difficult and risky move, it eventually led to positive changes in our team dynamics and improved our overall performance. A deep message: challenging authority is about striving for a higher standard of truth, justice, and progress. It is not about rebelling for the sake of rebellion, but about fostering a culture of accountability, transparency, and continuous improvement. By questioning those in power, we hold them accountable and ensure that decisions and policies are just, fair, and effective.